up your Bibles with me this morning to 1 Corinthians chapter 11. And this morning as we go into this particular chapter, and I've titled it A Living Communion. It's actually kind of a dividing point in Paul's letter to the Corinthians, his first letter, because he's dealing with things that actually we talk about communion and we experience it. But remember, these people have been complaining, they've been fighting, they've been arguing, they've been living in sin, they've been making all the bad choices in their life and wanting to know, okay, how are we supposed to live? And so asking those questions, and perhaps very valid in some cases. And Paul brings them to the culmination, and that is the communion. In other words, we need the Lord Jesus. He's the answer to every problem we have. And yet, this morning, I want us to pick up reading as we start actually in this section. Start with me at chapter 11, verse 23. I'm going to read actually 10 verses. He says, "For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. Therefore, whoever eats of this bread or drinks of this cup and of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened by the Lord, that we may not be condemned with the world. Therefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, wait for one another. But if anyone is hungry, let him eat at home, lest you come together for judgment. And the rest I will set in order when I come." Father God, we pray this morning for your word to come alive to our hearts and our lives. Teach us, O Lord God, that which is your will, and speak to us, Lord, those words of comfort, but exhortation as well. We thank you for it all in Jesus' name. And church, once again, if you agree, say amen. And I want you to notice something, first of all, and back in verse 28, he said the word examine, and this is in the New King James. And then verse 29, he says judgment. And then also in verse 31, he says judge, and then he says judged. And then you get down into verse 32, and he once again says judged. And then you get to verse 34, and he says judgment. This section is a lot to do, or has a lot to do with judgment, and yet judging. And you know, it's amazing to me, because this book is literally a statement of how God helps people who love Jesus deal with the problems that are experienced by people who love Jesus, in spite of the fact that they really do love Jesus. And so the reality is that all of us face certain times, and of course he tells us that when we look to the Lord and we see his forgiveness and his cleansing work, every time we partake of communion, we're reminded that he paid for those sins. He paid for those sacrifices. And so it's important that we recognize that and we begin to experience that. Sometimes we don't look to ourselves when we compare ourselves to others and we judge others. In fact, in the body of Christ, there's probably more criticism there than there is in the whole world. In fact, there's a little story that I had clipped out from some years ago that appeared in a Florida newspaper, and it says, you may have read back from Florida where two high school boys drew suspensions for eating so much garlic that no one could stand to have them around. In fact, the boys said that their garlic binge began when they read that garlic has properties for cleansing blood and lowering blood pressure. At that point, each of these young men ate half a garlic head.
For breakfast the next morning, both students consumed three or four more heads of garlic each. And when the teachers and students complained about their odor, the boys simply laughed and said, "Well, we're going to continue eating garlic." When comforted by the school officials, one of the boys protested the smell couldn't be all that bad. After all, he pointed out, we were blowing in each other's faces and we couldn't sense a garlic smell at all. That is precisely the same approach that the world takes towards sin. They said, well, we do this or they do that. Everybody does this, so what difference does it make? It's not a big deal. But when we become so comfortable, if you're eating garlic, as long as everybody's eating garlic, no problem. But it's when the others around you begin to sense that smell, then there's a problem. So this letter provides hope for us. See, chapter 11 focuses on the reality of what we all need in Jesus and why we need it. Then we are to understand regarding our communion with each other and our communion with Him. Note, in the context of chapter 11, Paul highlights our lives with communion. And communion meaning, it comes from a Greek word, koinonia, which means a partnership, our participation, or our fellowship. In this case, in context, Paul's talking about our fellowship with God, our communion with Him. And then he also speaks in the same chapter about our fellowship with one another and our communion with one another as we share with one another. So go with me this morning to the calling of our fellowship. And it begins with the basis of understanding this key principle that I just told you. Six times do we have the word or derivatives of the word judgment. And as we look at this, I want to point out something. In fact, the word judge, if you'll look with me in verse 31, he says, for if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. The word judge means to discriminate, in a sense, to make a preference. In effect, the literal Greek, diakrino, he literally is saying judge, to be separated to or learned by making preference says, by judgment. Choosing to live this in fellowship with the Lord. In other words, the ultimate choice is, I'm going to choose to live with the Lord. And you know, it's so I've got to make sure I examine my own heart, my own life, and my own motives. This is one area we're called to judge ourselves. And it's during that time of communion that we're to look at ourselves and judge ourselves and see what's there. But most of the people in Corinth were judging each other. And of course, I think that that's true today in a lot of ways. But at the beginning of this letter, and 1 Corinthians 1:9, Paul said, we're reminded that he paid for those sins. He paid for those sacrifices. And so it's important that we recognize that and we begin to experience that. Sometimes we don't look and to God ourselves with us. When we compare ourselves to others, and we case, judge we others. In fact, in the body of Christ, there's and probably more criticism there than there is in the whole world. And this could be, in fact, there's a little story that I had clipped out from that some years that ago that appeared in a Florida newspaper, Christ, and it says, and one another, have read and there were many from Florida Corinthians where two high school boys drew suspensions. Well, first of all, for eating in the very so much garlic that we've covered as we go back them around. In fact, the boys said that their garlic binge with the Lord began Jesus when Christ they read communion, that garlic has and then properties he goes for cleansing on blood talking about the and Holy lowering Spirit blood pressure. 12. But at that now, point, each of these young men ate one half a garlic head. Critical. For breakfast, he was dealing the next with, first morning, of all, both judgment consumed of three or four more heads of garlic that each. Prideful spirit. And when the teachers and students complained about their odor, the boys simply God laughed and said, well, we're going to continue eating garlic. When comforted by the school officials, one of the boys protested the smell hindered all that bad. After all, he pointed out we were blowing in each other's faces, and sometimes our pride and our ego gets in the way. And that does get in the way of our fellowship with God. That is precisely the same approach that the world takes towards sin. And I dealt with that one earlier on. They said, well, we do this or they do that. Everybody does this. So what difference does it make? It's not a big deal. But when we become so comfortable, if you're eating garlic, as long as everybody's eating garlic, no problem. We covered it last week. But it's when the others around you begin to sense therefore, that smell, then there's a problem. Eat or drink, so this letter provides hope for us. See, chapter 11 glory focuses of God. On the reality in other words, in everything of what we do, all so we're to judge Jesus ourselves and why we need everything, then for what we are to understand regarding God. Our communion with each other, or am I looking at our communion with Him? And how do we apply that in our own fellowship with the Lord? Lord and with one another.
In other words, everything should be
communion.
For His glory.
Is it glorifying God when we're judging one another?
Is it glorifying God,
which means
when we are not looking at ourselves,
our participation accordingly,
our fellowship?
And yet, too often,
in this case,
we don't
in
do
context,
that part.
Paul's
so God
talking about
very
our fellowship
with
in
God,
all of this,
our communion
that doesn't
with
revolve
Him.
Around
and then
you
He
or
also
me.
Speaks in the
it
same
doesn't.
Chapter about
and
our
no matter
fellowship
how much garlic
one another,
you want to eat, just
and our communion
from being
around everybody
with one
else.
Another.
And
as we share with one
say,
another,
oh, so go
and they,
with
they
me
wave a fan in front of their
to the calling
their,
of our fellowship,
and it begins.
They wave
with
a fan in front of their mouth or their breath
this
to say, "Oh,
excuse
that
me,
I just
had
you
something to eat."
Six times,
and,
do we
or
have
I've got
the
coffee
word,
breath,
or
I've got this
word,
and I've got that.
And then
judgment.
Too often, sometimes
and as
we
say, look
oh,
at
that's
this,
okay.
I want to point out
I've got the same thing.
Or too often, people say, "Look with me at verse 31."
Are you kidding me?
He says, "For if
we
would judge ourselves, we
begin to look at that." That's a simple thing, but it goes on much further.
Discriminate
if God's
in
priority
a sense,
isn't
to make
us happy,
in effect,
to please
the
us,
Greek,
because it's all about God giving glory to God,
to
then what
is God's priority?
Well, I'll tell you what God's priority is. It's real simple.
In fellowship
that
with the
He
Lord.
Has received
in other words,
all
the
honor
ultimate
and
choice
glory.
Is,
so we
I'm
judge ourselves
to live with the Lord.
Is it
so
going to be
sure
glorifying the Lord
my own heart,
in my own
life, and my own
motives?
Really?
This is
one
area
we're called
my glory would be if God was
to make
a to-do
list, where
would He see
and
that
judge
this will be His glory
and see what's there,
and not our glory.
Well, that's very important because you see,
we're judging each
in
other
in many different ways.
And of course,
so
I think that that's
me,
true today in a lot of ways. But at the beginning of this letter,
that we say, "Well,
I really
1:9,
didn't
Paul
do
said,
so
remember,
well."
God
it
is
was
faithful.
God.
By
who
whom
worked
in
my
life,
who brought
the
glory
of
to
his
my
son,
life.
Jesus Christ.
And sometimes
communion
the
is the highlight
of our, life,
of our fellowship.
To ourselves.
It is the highlight
I've been involved
of sharing
in all kinds
with
of
God
projects in my
and
life.
God sharing with
from
us.
Construction,
well, then how come
to
if that's the case we don't
things,
do that
with each
God
other?
God really blessed
and
me.
And often
with a
we
mind
find ourselves on the critical side.
Things, I
and
think.
This could be
but God's
as
humbled me on that too. Because I've built several cars, I've fixed several of them all the way
from
one another,
and there were many.
Motors
and
boats
and
everything
else,
and some of those
well,
projects
first of all,
really humbled
me.
In the very first section,
some of them
made me feel pretty confident.
As we look
in fact,
at what
I had
when we
chapter
left
11
Hills,
with the Lord Jesus Christ
I had
in
several
communion,
projects going
and then he
on,
goes
but
on,
I had
and he
things
that I had
about the Holy Spirit
and it was really
in chapter 12.
But
on
now,
my side yard,
he's
where
with this
we live,
I had an old Corvette.
He was dealing
and
with first of all
the
judgment
I bought
pride
in individuals,
and it was going to be my project,
and I was going to say, "I'll drive that." That'll be so
self-reliance
cool.
To leave
and,
God
and I just
on
finished
the periphery
up a Jag
of our that life
I had
and
built
everything
and
on our
completely
own.
So redone that car.
The calling to
but
fellowship
sold it,
is hindered
on
the basis
in Canada, but
of
I had this
prideful
problem.
And I said,
so
I really want
pride
that Corvette.
Our ego gets
and,
away.
And so
and that
it
does
came
get in the way
of
our fellowship
where we were
going
to
live.
I couldn't take the Corvette.
So my wife continued to complain to me that the Corvette, there was rats
but that is
side yard.
Dealt with last week.
Coming from the hill, I go, oh no.
The calling to fellowship.
There's no rats out there.
Is I never
on
saw
the basis
a single one.
Of a glory
but she says no, because she would sit there
in 1 Corinthians 10:31 just
to
remind
you,
we covered it last week.
I go,
at the very end.
There.
He
and
says,
I went out there and looked around the car, the Corvette,
or drink,
and I looked it all over.
Do,
yeah,
do
it was dirty and filthy.
To the
I left it there
glory
a couple
of
years.
God.
And
in other words,
had
in everything we do,
it.
So we're to
and,
judge
and
ourselves.
So
I thought,
do
that's
not
a problem.
For what?
And then finally, when we
glory
came to
God
and give it away,
and, or am I
a
looking at it differently?
To take it away,
and how do we
and
apply that
out of
there?
In our own
he
fellowship
up
with the Lord and with one another.
In other words, everything should be for His glory.
Oh my
God! Glorifying
my wife was right.
When we're judging one another,
truly humbled in this circumstance.
When we are not looking at ourselves,
and I go, well, what did you do?
Because He called me up,
and yet
He goes, well, I don't know. I
don't
do that part.
So God has a
took it out of there.
Lesson in all
and,
of this,
and I said, the rat
the world
says,
doesn't oh, that's
revolve
why
around you or
me.
With a
rat it
doesn't. Engine.
And no
matter
no,
how much garlic you
all.
Want to eat, just
but they do.
Refrain from being
call
around
it that.
Everybody
go, well,
else.
Maybe that's where they got
and
their name.
Off and people
but
say,
the
oh,
point is,
and they
how
wave
we
a fan in front
humbled.
Of their
so why does God allow troubles in our life? Why
they
does He allow circumstances
of their mouth
in
or their
our
breath
to
why
say,
do we
oh,
find ourselves so critical of others
and
not looking to our own
or I've got
this and I've got that.
Psalm
50,
verse 15
says, oh, that's okay.
By the Lord, call upon me in the day of trouble.
I've got the same thing. Or too often people say,
I will deliver
thee and thou shalt glorify.
glorify
and
me.
So we begin to look at that.
And
that's
thanks
a
be to
simple
God,
thing,
I found that tow truck
on
driver
much further
to get that thing
if
out
God's
of there.
Priority isn't
but how many
to make
times
us happy
in our life?
Why does He allow
because
this? God
it's all
wants
about God
giving
glory
him,
to God.
Everything that God
what
does
is God's
is
priority.
For Him to get
well,
the
I'll
glory,
tell you what God's priority is
for us.
Real simple.
Sometimes He has to humble us
to get us to that point
to where we judge ourselves.
God
is
I'm looking to You now, not my Lord.
But God doesn't
do
everything.
So
is
really
how can I reveal
for His own
my glory would
he
be
does it
if
so
God was
for
to make
your
a to-do list.
Good.
Where
when
would
gets
He
the glory
see that
in
our life?
His
see, God
glory,
wants to
and
us
not
to
our
see
glory.
His glory.
Well, that's
so we
very important because you
on
see,
his
it
glory
comes in a
to the rest
many
of
different
the world.
Ways.
So,
would
by
it be like
me,
the moon? Someone
sometimes
said.
Barry
McGuire said
that
when he
sang say,
a song
well,
many years
I really
ago.
Didn't
but
do so well. It was God who worked in my life, who brought
glory to my life.
So, where to be?
And sometimes
the circumstances of our life prove it to ourselves.
And
I've been involved in all kinds of projects in my life,
for construction.
Everything
to
a mechanical
Paul said in
2 Corinthians 3:18,
God had really blessed
says,
me
can
with
be the
a mind
that can understand
that brightly
reflects
things,
the glory of the Lord.
But God's humbled
and by
me
the
on that too.
Of the Lord works
because
within
I built several cars,
of the
I've choiced several
like
of them
all the way
and
from
we begin
a young
to see
boy.
That. And
but
boat
yet, when
motors
we look at that,
and
we go, okay,
and everything
God, I got
to
judge myself.
And some of those projects
am I doing
really
this right
humbled
or am I doing this wrong?
And some
and
of them made
what
me feel pretty confident.
It. But
in fact,
instead,
I had when
we're
we
looking
left
to
Chino
others
Hills,
to judge them.
So why
did God give
several
us
projects
talents and abilities?
On, but I had
not
things
for
that
us
I had
to receive the glory
and
honor.
Exciting.
But for
but
him
on my
to receive the glory
and
honor. Lived, I had an
why
old
do we have money in
and
some
I was
going to
fix up
that
Corvette? I bought
poverty.
It for next to nothing.
Well, for God's
and
glory.
It was going to be my project.
Everything
and
is
I
for His
say,
glory.
I'll drive that.
And
that'll be so
everything
cool.
Everything happens for His glory.
And I
everybody
just
picked up a
everything was
that I had built
to give glory to
and,
God.
And even
completely
you.
Redone that
and
car.
Even me.
But so we think that the world
it,
ought to revolve
to
around
a
us.
In Canada,
really
but I had
that.
This
I know some people who seem to want it.
I really want that Corvette.
They want to dwell in the spotlight.
And so
it came time to leave. Well, where we were going to live.
In fact, I don't want to be on the spotlight at all.
So my
I don't want
to
be in that because
that
it's not about me, it's about
God.
Yard.
And it's
coming
about
from the
hill,
he
I go,
does.
Oh,
see,
no,
God knows better
no.
than to revolve
no
the world around
there.
You or me.
I never
why?
Saw
because
one.
He knows
but she
that
says,
we're
no,
weak.
She would sit
and
she would
we
see,
have all kinds of
weaknesses
come
and
by
we're
to go
frail.
Outside.
And, I go,
and if we
allowed that
and
glory
I went out there
to work in our life,
we could become very obstinate to the people
of the world.
And of course, now I'm not talking about anything with politics. I'm talking about our lives as people.
That's not a problem.
And so we have to be careful.
See, God doesn't
give
away
glory
to
a tow truck driver.
Isaiah 42:8,
and
I am the
out
Lord,
of there,
that is my name,
up the hood,
and my glory
says,
will I not give to
there.
Another.
Go,
so
oh
Paul
my
says
gosh.
In verse
my
31,
wife was right.
If we would judge ourselves
truly
then,
humbled
we would not
in this
be judged. And sometimes God
and it
has
was
a total
to
rat's nest, and I go,
sometimes
well, what does
he
have to bring us to the reality
got,
of what goes
well,
on?
I don't know.
See, the world doesn't revolve around us.
Took it out of there.
And
I said, the rat's
nest.
He says,
God must increase in order that I must decrease.
Not at all.
Because
but they do. Call it that.
And I go, well, maybe that's where they
God.
Got the name. But the point is, see, how we get humble. So why does God allow
God's
troubles
glory.
In our
so
life?
Are our
why does He allow circumstances
so those things
in our life?
I used to
why
think
do we
I
find ourselves
anything.
So critical of others
learned,
and
can't.
Not looking to
now,
our
I do
own
have to
area?
Say,
God
and
has divinely
50,
given me help
verse 15
on many projects. By the Lord. Call
whether
upon me in the day of construction,
and I
will deliver
thee, and thou shalt glorify
God gave me help, and I know it.
So He delivers us.
But as soon as I came to the point where I started to feel like, wow,
get that thing out of there. But
how
I can
many
do
times
this.
In our life,
and
why
yet,
does He allow
all of a sudden,
God
right there is when
on
it comes
him.
Down to a point.
Everything
maybe
that God
not.
Does is for
and,
Him
and,
to get the glory.
I used to think I could
take any pain.
Us. And sometimes
in
He
fact,
has to humble
us,
fall
to get
off
us to that
height
point
to where
hurt me.
We say,
I've fallen
okay,
off a two-story
God,
roof,
I'm looking
going
to
down
you
head
now,
first,
not myself.
But God doesn't
my
do everything so His glory will be revealed
and didn't hit the fence
good between me and the wall of the house on a two-story
when He gets
the glory in our life.
And I got up and I said, wow.
To
and I said to the guys up
glory.
On the roof,
so we
you know
can
what? I can
His
do
glory.
This.
To the
and
rest
I thought,
of the world.
That was before
would
God.
Be like the moon,
and yet I used to
said.
Think I could survive
anything
Maguire
from
said
automobile
that
accidents
song
to Vietnam
ago.
To anything.
But
the moon
but then
doesn't
I realized,
have any
especially
light
lately,
of its own.
When
it
age has caught up
the
with
light
me,
of the
it's
sun.
All about God's
so
glory. It's not about what I can
so to
do.
Speak.
because I can't do a lot of things. I used to think I could water ski like crazy, and I remember I told all the kids, "Just watch me."
Paul said in 2 Corinthians, "I'm going to go right up on the shore."
We can be the mirror.
So they whipped me around, and I rightly reflect the glory of the Lord,
and I was going to hop out and walk on the sand and let everybody be impressed.
They whipped me around. I jumped out of the sea. I went flying head first.
We go, "Okay, God, I got to judge myself.
It wasn't so impressive after all.
Am I doing this right or am I doing this wrong?"
God does things for His glory
behind Jeremiah chapter 9, you might want to write this down, verse 23 and 24.
So why did God give us talents and abilities?
Let not the wise man glory in his wisdom,
but for him
to receive the glory and honor. So the wise man, don't glory in the wisdom that God gave you.
And why do we have money in some cases, or some people live in poverty?
In fact, let not the rich man glory in his riches.
Everything is for his glory.
But let him who glories glory in this.
So what are we to judge ourselves on the glory?
That he understands and knows
you,
me.
And
do
even
know
me.
The Lord this morning?
So we think that the world ought to revolve around us.
Do we really
he
want
watches
that?
Over you. He does
everything
want
for you.
They want to dwell
he
in the spotlight.
I am the
actually,
Lord exercising loving kindness.
In fact, I don't
want to
be on the spotlight at all. I don't want to be in
for
that.
In these
because it's
I
not
delight,
about me.
Says the
it's
Lord.
About God.
And what?
And it's about what
he gets all the glory.
God knows better than
Paul is telling those
around you or me.
You're back there. You're judging everything. You're fighting amongst yourselves.
And
but there's only one place for glory.
And we're
and
frail.
That's the glory of the
and
Lord.
If we
and
allow that
now,
glory to work in our life, we
realize what Jesus did for you
to the people
but he
of the
also
world.
Says,
and of course,
now I'm not talking about anything with politics.
To the fact
I'm
of what
talking
God
about
did
our lives
sometimes
as people.
Great men and women start
and so
thinking
we have to be careful.
Important.
See, God doesn't
they get
share
the big
His
head.
Glory.
And by the way,
the
that happens even with pastors. And even in Calvary Chapel pastors. And yet they begin to think they're really something.
So Paul says, yet I think of myself and I go, judge ourselves then.
And I remember
we would not
when God
be judged,
called me
in the pastoral ministry,
God has to humble us.
I was doing evangelistic
sometimes he has
work,
to bring us
and he
to the
reality
of what
I had to
goes
teach
on.
Every week, and
see,
I go,
the world
I can't
doesn't
do that.
Revolve around
I can take care
us.
Of the
John
office,
said I can
take in John
care of the
3:30, he says, God must
the gospel. But
in order
I can't
that
teach
I must
the Bible,
decrease.
Why? Every verse
because
of the Bible,
it's not about
every week,
John,
what
am
but
I going to
do? God.
And then I'll never forget the very
him.
First day,
our success,
or the very first
one,
I got that phone
for
call
God's
says,
glory.
I'm not going
to
do it anymore.
Failures.
It's all up to
and
you.
So and so are those
oh,
things
great.
In our life. I used
you
to
abandoned
think I
me. We went to school
anything.
Together. We planned everything together. Now you leave me.
Now I do have to say,
and so that Sunday,
God
had to
divinely
give
me Sunday message.
And I'm telling you, I was scared.
Whether it
because I've been in talk in front of people
or
I had a hard time.
I made or did.
I could talk
God gave me help, and I
and
know
a couple
it.
Of people.
But as
but
soon
not,
as I came to the point where I started to feel like,
or teaching
wow,
to a whole
this
group
is pretty
of people,
good.
And yet,
I can do
so
this.
That God
and yet,
gets
all
the glory.
Of a sudden,
Paul
right there
is
when
1 Corinthians 3:7
says,
so then
the
neither is he that planteth anything,
and
neither is
I
he that watereth, but it's God who gives the increase.
So I learned really well that
never hurt
it's
me.
Not
me.
Off a
and when people
roof,
say, oh, that
going
was a
down
great
head
message,
first,
and somehow
some
get
I
get a big head.
My body,
well, I don't
landed
get a big
on
head
my
because
shoulders.
I just
and
God,
didn't hit the fence.
I'm so insecure on this,
me
but I need
the
your
wall
help.
Of the house.
Show me what
on
I'm doing.
Story.
Show me when I teach. Show me when I prepare.
And I got up and I said, wow.
The things that I
guys up on the roof
to God's people. They're not
I can do this
as though it's directly
before God.
But and yet I used
you.
To think I could survive
I
anything from
so
automobile accidents to Vietnam to anything,
the Bible,
but then I've realized,
now been
especially
going
lately,
close to 40
when ages
years
caught up with
well,
me,
actually 39
it's
years
all about God's
happened,
glory.
And when
it's
it happened,
not about what
I said,
can God,
do,
I won't
because
go
I can't
sleep,
do
and
a lot
go
of things.
There
I used
on
to think
Sunday
I could water
unless
ski
you
like crazy, and I remember I told
out in my heart,
it is your message and not my message.
I'm going to go right up on the shore.
I can do a Bible study. I know what the Bible
around, and
I can't teach it unless you give me the message.
In
and
the
walk
teaching.
On the sand and
so
let everybody be impressed.
Never fail.
Because
they
I don't
me
go to
around.
And
I
don't
jumped
go to
out of the ski
and, then
and I went
does,
flying.
I, thank head
Lord,
first.
I got it. I got it.
It wasn't so
I
impressive
that in my
after
spirit.
All.
I sense it with
and
the word.
And so
God
now.
Does things
and I go
for
out.
His glory.
Why? Because
in Jeremiah
glories,
chapter 9, you might want to write this down, verse 23
so I judge
and 24.
Myself,
and I go, God,
thus
and I'm constantly
the Lord, checking
let
up on me.
Any success we have
has been given to us
so
by
the wise
God.
Man, don't
say,
glory
any
in the wisdom
that
God
gave
you. Let not the mighty man glory in his might.
It's not your education.
It's not your abilities.
Let not the rich man glory in
that. I can handle this.
But let him who glories
glory
in this. anything unless it's really God who gives you the ability to handle it.
In fact, any success we do have,
the world is duped on it.
Do you understand? He protects you.
He watches over you. He does everything for you.
God is always there.
He says
God
kept me alive in the jungles of Vietnam.
I did crazy things,
judgment,
which I can't talk about.
Righteousness,
but I'm telling you what, somehow God always watched over me.
I used to be known
by my friends.
And what?
Is the
then
guy
he
who's
gets
been in
all
so
the
many
glory.
Automobiles
so
accidents.
Paul is telling
no
those Corinthians
you're back there, you're judging everything.
And I'm not
you're fighting
tell
amongst
you
yourself.
How many
but
I've been
only
in.
One place
but
for
I can
glory.
Tell you this,
and that's
when
the
used glory
to have a fence
of the Lord.
Down the 10
says,
freeway,
now,
going
in
from LA,
you realize
when
what
I was a young Marine coming
you,
back,
but he also
I actually ended up owning 234
according to the fact of what God did
in the center divider.
Sometimes great men and women
because I took my dad's car, rolled it over several times,
they get the big head.
And
by the way, that happens.
And
even
I'm
with
laying
pastors.
Or I'm standing
and
on the roof
in
of the Calvary car,
Chapel
looking out the
pastors.
Window, watching
and
a cop
yet
behind
they
me,
begin to think they're really something.
All of the cars
yet, I
is gasoline myself
pouring
and I go,
out of the car.
I couldn't do this.
And I'm standing there
and
looking
I remember
out,
when God
and I have my dress
the pastoral
uniform
ministry,
on.
I
and he got me out of the car,
work,
and he goes, "What
and he
happened?"
Me to be a pastor,
and
I
said, "The last thing
I
remember,
I
turned
that.
On the radio.
I could take
and
care
I
of the office. I could take care of the business.
That was the last
I
remember.
Preach,
but somehow,
the gospel,
I'm looking out the back window, and
I
see
can't
you there.
Teach the Bible.
Obviously,
every
I fell
verse
asleep.
Of the Bible.
And
every
yet,
week,
because I
what
had
am
my dress clothes on,
and then I'll never forget the very first day
or the very first evening I got that phone call.
The understanding that
somehow this man ought to let me go,
and he did let me go.
Oh God,
you abandoned me.
It wasn't because of school together. We
but
planned
secondly,
everything together.
Our body
now
is
leading
being
me?
Used for God's
so
glory.
We Sunday learned that
I had
when
to give
we got to the sixth
my first
chapter,
Sunday message.
Because our body
what,
is the temple of the Holy Spirit.
Because
sexual
I couldn't talk in front of people.
God.
I had a hard
unhealthy
time in a group.
Eating habits,
I could talk individually,
alcohol, drugs,
and a couple of
living
people,
to satisfy the flesh doesn't glorify God.
And
God's got
talking
me on that one too.
A whole group
it's not what I could do. It's what God could do. But I realized that
Paul survived many things
in 1 Corinthians 3:7, including a heart attack.
And they said, we don't understand.
Neither is he that watereth,
but
it's God
it,
who
you
gives
somehow
the
survived this.
So I learned
and
really
your
well
that
partially
it's not
dead.
Me.
And when
and
people say,
"Oh,
somehow
I've been told
even
last year
get a big head.
Well, that
everything
what,
that ever was wrong with your heart
I
isn't
just say
there.
God
anymore.
I'm so
we don't know what
on
happened,
this, but I need
and
your
I know
help.
What happened.
Show me
God's
what I'm
got
doing.
The glory.
Show
see
me
when
I teach. Show me
when
I prepare.
But yet I look at that and I judge myself and I go,
you know something?
God's people. They're
everybody's been
me
bagging on me about what I eat,
what I don't eat,
and I know it's for good reason because they love me. They don't want to see me.
I don't
perish with what I
eat
because
now
I am eating
a bunch of junk.
40 years
and somehow
well,
God
actually,
is 39
years
when
that
happened
over me.
And when
but,
it happened,
you know, you can
I said, God, I
won't go to sleep.
Now, I know
and
some
I won't
of you
go
are
out there on Sunday
today.
Morning unless you give me
my wife and I were talking about
my heart
maybe
getting
I ought
your
to go
message
vegan.
And not my message.
I
can
maybe
do a Bible
do
study.
I go, you know what?
I think I'm going to have to cut out all this junk
unless
you give
me
the message within the teaching.
And yet God protected me.
It's never failed.
From so many things.
Because I don't go to bed.
God's been convicting me. He's working on that one.
And then when he does, I go, thank you, Lord.
Already
I
accomplished
got it.
A lot
I got
on the other glory
sense
side.
That in
when
my
it comes
spirit,
to the body, I'm going, God,
word,
I'm fine
I need
now.
To be judged by
can
you.
I go out,
why?
Me, Lord?
Because
you see, our body is God's
only
temple.
Glory
we need to respect
Lord.
It. For
so I
his
judge
glory.
Myself and I go,
and
God,
believe
and I'm
me, this last year,
checking
I've come
up
to
on
the place
me,
where I started
we
respecting the fact
has been
that
given
thank you, God, for all these years you gave me health.
Any success
and
is
now,
given to us by God.
I now have had shoulder pain.
It's not your education
and everything.
It's not your abilities.
God, what's going on?
I can handle that.
You're not
even
as young as you used to be.
You can't handle
and then
anything
I had a doctor who told me
really
that, and
God
I fired him.
Who gives
I'm
you
going
the
to another
to
doctor
it.
Now.
In fact,
any
success
so
we do
the
have,
reality is
no,
no
I'm not as young as I
it.
Used to be.
Because they
but you see,
think
our
it's
body
them.
Is to be used
when
for
really,
God's glory.
God is always
and
there.
I have
God
to judge
me
myself.
Alive in
God,
the jungles of Vietnam.
Well, yes,
I did crazy
things
that I lost a lot of weight.
But I'm telling you what, somehow
God
always watched over me. I used to be known by my friends as the guy who's been in so many automobile accidents that there's no way anybody could survive
any
some
of them.
Struggle.
And I'm
oh,
not going to
yes.
tell you
everybody
how many I've been in.
Trials,
but I can tell you this, when they used to have
in
a
fence
down
they are
the
there
10
for one
way,
purpose,
going from L.A.
50, verse 15,
when I was
I'll
a young
you
Marine
is.
Coming
it
back,
says, call upon
I
me on the day of trouble,
ended up owning 234 feet
of that chain link fence in the center divider. So when I took my dad's car, rolled it over
you know
several
who we need
times
to give
up
glory?
Against the fence, tore the fence down,
all be
and
the
I'm
glory.
Laying, or
He's
I'm standing
the one.
On the roof of the
and,
car looking
my
out the
wife,
back window watching
the Olympics, and I've seen
me,
it a little bit,
stopping
and some
all
people
of the cars
as gasoline
mighty
pouring
things.
Out of the car.
And
I'm standing there looking out, and
I have my dress blue uniform on,
and that is
he got me out of the car,
and he goes, what happened?
Nine.
And I said, the last thing I remember about
this on the radio,
and I looked at one another and judged one another, because
that was the last I remember, but somehow
we judge
I'm
ourselves.
Out the back window,
Amen.
And I see you there.
Right there.
Obviously,
and
I just
asleep.
Gave you some of my weaknesses.
And yet,
didn't
because
I have my dress blues on and everything, I don't know.
In one
I
day.
Think it was God.
But the point is,
I've been spewing him out for over 39 years.
But I can tell you,
in John chapter 9 speaks volumes to me.
It wasn't because of me. But
we were in Israel not that long ago.
Our body is to be used for God's glory.
And God really spoke to me
when we got to the sixth chapter.
And I've
taught
the story.
Because our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit.
Sexual impurity
doesn't glorify God. Speak
very
clear to me
with a
loud signal.
Alcohol,
in John chapter 9,
living
I want you
to satisfy flesh
at the first
glorify God,
verses,
God's got
me on that
one too.
It says, now
it's not what
Jesus
I could do,
by,
it's what God could do. But I
realized
that
I've
survived many things physically too.
And his disciples asked him, saying, Rabbi,
including a heart attack,
who sinned?
And they said, we don't understand.
And he was born blind.
You somehow survived
this. You see, to the Jews of that day,
this rabbi
says, well,
if
you got some kind of illness like this, you must have been born blind.
That
as a matter of fact, we have a doctrinal questionnaire
anymore.
That we
don't know what happened.
Everybody's going to
and I know what happened.
Out.
God's
and
got
go, what
the
are
glory.
All these
see, your body is
here
God's
on the
tool.
Doctrinaire.
But yet I look at that and I judge myself and I go, you know something?
Of the fact.
Everybody's
you
been
look
bagging
at
on me about what I eat,
and
what I don't eat. And I know it's for good reason because
they love me and they don't want to see me perish with what I eat.
Because I eat a bunch of junk.
And somehow God is protecting me and watched over me.
Who said, well, you have a son
who was born blind.
Now,
who
I know some of you are junk eaters today.
Obviously, it wasn't the son.
My wife and I
so
were talking about
child that has
maybe I ought to go vegan.
It must come from the parents.
Maybe I ought to do that.
And that's what they
I
said.
I go, you know what? I think
but
I'm going to have to
cut out
who
all
then?
This junk
the
because
man or his
I just
parents
eat
said he
junk.
Was born blind.
And
look
yet
at the
God
answer
protected Jesus.
Me.
Jesus
from so many things. And so God's been convicting me. He's working on that one, okay?
He's
already accomplished a lot on the other glory side.
In other words, God's
going to get glory.
When he works in this young man's life, help
me,
Lord.
Lord,
you
might
see our body is God's
story.
Temple.
Down
we
to
need
verse,
to respect it for His glory.
And Jesus
and believe
said to this
me,
young
last
man,
year,
I've come to the place
Siloam,
where I started respecting
sent.
The fact that
thank
so
you,
so
God,
went
for all these
and
years and
gave me
health.
And, came
and
back,
now,
no longer
blind,
I now have had
shoulder
seen.
Pain and knee pain and everything else.
God, what's going on?
He goes,
well, Dave, you're not as young as you used to be.
It's got to be that.
And then I had a doctor who told me that, and I fired him.
It's got to be that.
I'm going to another doctor now.
It's got to be that. I know there's got to be an answer.
The reality is, no,
and,
I'm not as young as I used
really
to be.
Maybe he really repented big time,
but you see,
and it's
our
now
body
all better.
To be used
no,
for God's
he just
glory.
Simply went to the pool
and
of Siloam
I have to judge
because
myself.
Jesus
God,
said to do
I
it.
That
it.
Well,
he
yes,
washed,
I accomplished
he came
the fact
back,
that I lost a lot of
and now he
weight,
has his sight.
And that's hell.
So the Pharisees and the religious
yet,
leaders all began
done.
To question this.
I still got
to
take
and
care of it.
And because, you see, unfortunately, our struggles are to be used for God's glory.
He did this on the Sabbath.
And if you have any
struggles.
And that broke the law.
So to speak.
Everybody can relate.
And because of that, if you go down to verse 35,
in fact,
verse
they are there for
says,
one
Jesus
purpose.
Heard that
Psalm
50,
verse 15,
what they
threw
I'll
him
tell
out
you what it is.
Of the
it
synagogue,
says, upon
threw him
in
out
the
of
day
that
of
trouble,
church,
so to speak.
And
why?
I will deliver
because
you,
he
and
violated
you shall
the Sabbath
by me.
They judged him
so when he
as being
does
righteous
for us.
Oh my
you know
gosh,
how
we
he
need
was
to give
healed.
Glory?
To
what
him?
About that?
All
well,
be the
they
glory.
Forgot about
He's
that.
The one.
And the
and
fact is,
my wife,
he was healed
she's
on the Sabbath.
The Olympics,
that broke the law.
I've seen it a little
so
bit.
Jesus said they cast him out.
And when Jesus
great
found
and mighty
him in verse
35,
and broken world
he said
records,
him,
and they said,
do
it's for
you
God's
believe
glory.
In the Son of God?
And that is truly
he
amazing.
Answered
and
John,
said,
who
chapter
is he
9,
Lord, that I may believe in him?
Kind of about
Jesus
this, when we start to look at one another and judge one another, because you see, we're in the position,
we judge ourselves.
Then he said, amen,
this young man,
it begins right there.
Lord, I believe.
And then I just gave you some of my weaknesses.
Him.
Didn't
he
give them all to you.
God
I don't think you could handle them all
salvation
in one day.
Of the Lord
but the
he
point
knew
is,
he wasn't
I've been spewing him out for
he
over 39 years. But I can tell you in John
to
chapter
9 of his own merit,
volumes
or the family he was
there,
born
please.
In, or the
we
circumstances
were in
of the world
long
around
ago,
him, he was blind
and God really spoke to me out of this story.
And I've taught the
same thing that happens to you and I.
And that is the works of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Very clear
to
me with a loud signal in John chapter 9.
Of my son for my
first
glory,
verses,
God
said. First of all.
To Peter,
God
says,
said,
you will
Jesus
be the first preacher
by.
Of the gospel.
He saw a man
for
who
what?
Was blind
my
from
glory.
Birth.
to and Matthew, his disciples God asked him, saying,
"You will
Rabbi,
write the first
who
gospel
this man
of
or
the
his
gospels.
Parents
for what?
That he was
for
born
my
blind.
Glory."
You see,
to
the blind
Jews
man,
of
God
that
said,
day,
"You will be born
Rabbi
blind,
said, well,
so that the works of God could be revealed
kind of
in you for
my
like this,
glory."
You must
all
have been
about
born blind.
Glory.
As a matter
so
of fact,
I could
we
just
have
hear
a
the
doctrinal questionnaire that we
God
demand that
everybody's
like,
going to teach
okay,
fills
God,
it out.
If this doesn't work,
and they go,
what's
what are all
B?
These questions about
yeah.
here on the
we always want to know what plan B is.
The doctrinal
what do you
statement
think happened when
the
blind man came walking down the street with his white cane, if he had him in those days, greeting everybody?
They witnessed
that they've done wrong, or
it's
some sin in their life, or do you look at
and it was all about God's glory. That's why the Bible reflects first.
Let's look at ourselves
because we're looking
for
people who might be like this rabbi
who said, "Well, you have a son."
Because of
who
their
is born
blind?
Failures or their sins.
Who
see, when people
this?
See how God sees
obviously
you through
it wasn't
the
son,
and testing,
so if you have a child
needs,
that has
God
physical disabilities, it
your
must
faith.
Come from
in fact,
the parent.
In spite
and that's
of
what
our
they
circumstances.
Said.
But the rabbi
who
said,
who sinned then?
God does.
The man or his parents
so
that he was born blind.
Testimony
and
when
we go through things in our life,
Jesus
and God gets glorified in this man nor his parents
was not only an advocate of
but that the works of God
should be
revealed to
this man.
In other words, God's going to get the glory
when he works in this young man's life.
And
then,
Second
of course,
Corinthians
you might know
four,
the rest of the story. Skip down to verse
across
some of Paul's
seven,
own words.
And Jesus said
and look
to this young man, go wash in the pool of Siloam,
where Paul is talking about,
Siloam,
you know, you talk about Paul, sin. One of the greatest
so
writers
went,
we
and
have,
washed,
the New
and he
Testament,
came back
all
no longer
blind,
from the inspiration
but now
of God.
And
what
yet
a miracle.
Says, but we
well, was
have
it because he washed it? He used
a
certain kind of
vessel.
Soap. It, what is
it,
earthen
it's
vessel?
Got to be that.
It means a weak,
it, maybe he used
frail
suction cups on his back.
It's got to be
like
that.
A clay pot.
Or maybe it was
so
this.
Nothing
it's got to be that. I know there's got to be an answer here.
Glorifier.
And maybe
and
he
think,
really
what I've
big
done.
Time
look at
how
amazing
better.
I am. Look at
he just simply
what I've accomplished in this world.
Look at
everything said
to do it.
He washed.
I just have a treasure,
and now he has his sight.
And
so
he
the
says
Pharisees
that the
and religious of the
leaders
power
all began to
may
question
be of God
this.
And
not and
because,
of us.
You see, unfortunately,
for we are hard pressed on every
says,
side, yet we're
he
not
did this
crushed.
On the
we're
Sabbath,
but not
and
in
that
despair.
Broke the law,
we are persecuted,
so to speak.
But not
and because
we're
of that,
down,
if you go down to verse 35 through verse 38,
in the body,
it says,
Jesus
the dying
heard
of
that
the
they
Lord
cast him out.
What, they threw him out?
That
the synagogue threw him out of that church, so to speak.
Why?
Because
for
he
we
violated
who
the Sabbath.
Always
they judged
death
him
for Jesus
as being
sake,
unrighteous.
The life
oh
of
my
Jesus
gosh,
also
he was healed.
Manifested in our
what about that?
So then death
well, they forgot about
us,
that.
But life
and the
in
fact
you.
Is, he
and
was healed on
the
Sabbath. That broke
of faith
the law.
According to what is
so
written,
Jesus said they
I
cast
believe,
him out. And when
therefore
Jesus found him in verse 35,
we also believe.
And he said to him,
do you believe in the Son of God?
The Lord
answered
and said,
who is he, Lord?
That I may believe in him.
Us with
and
you.
Jesus
it's like
said to him,
whole area
you
have both
seen
him,
that he talks
and
about in the first letter.
Talking now
he
with
says,
you.
For all
then
things,
said,
verse 15,
this young man,
are for your
Lord,
sake,
I believe,
that grace having spread through the many
him.
May cause
he
thanksgiving
glorified
to a God. To
and
the
what? Salvation
glory
of the Lord, of
God.
Because he knew he
so
wasn't
it all
righteous
brings
on
glory
his own.
To God.
He
says,
he knew
therefore,
that no
we do not lose hope. So he comes back
come
to himself
him
here.
Of his own
even
merit,
though our outward
man
the family
is perishing,
he was born in,
yet
or
the
inward man is
being
world around him.
He
was blind,
day.
But now he could see.
For our
and he
light affliction.
Can you imagine he called
all
of that
his light
affliction?
And that's the same thing that happens to you and I.
Which is but for
and
a moment
is the works
of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Remember,
to Mary God said, you will be the mother of my son.
While we do not look at the things which are seen,
God said,
but at the things which are
Peter, God
seen,
said, you will be the first preacher of the gospel.
But the things
for
which
what?
Are not
my
seen,
glory.
Eternal.
To Matthew, God
so
said,
he speaks
you
to
will
the fact
write
that
the first
gospel
in areas of
our
life
the gospel.
Isn't all
for
that there
for
is in
my
life.
Glory.
To the blind man, God said, you will be born blind so that
and
the works of God could be revealed in you.
And
for
this
my
reminds
glory.
Me of
it's all
one of my
about
favorite
God's
verses
glory.
In life, this section
and so I could just hear the
blind man replying to God
all the time in my
life.
And,
okay, God, if this doesn't
Philippians
work, what's
chapter
plan B?
Four, starting in verse 8, he says,
we always
want to
know what plan B is.
True,
whatever
things are
what
noble,
do you think happened when
just,
the blind man came walking down the street with his white cane,
if he had him in those days,
whatever
greeting everybody?
Good
they witnessed
if there
it wasn't
virtue,
him,
if
it was God's
praiseworthy.
Glory.
It was all about
these
God's
things.
Glory.
That's
and
why the Bible reflects first. Let's look at ourselves and see where we're at
before we start going around tearing into other people because of their
failures or their sins. See, when people see how God
sees you
through
the
trial,
and the Lord
and
greatly
needs
now
God will be glorified when people see your faith.
Though you
in
surely
fact,
did care,
in spite
but you lacked
of our circumstances.
Not that I
who
speak
gets
in regard
glorified?
To my need,
God does.
For I have learned
and
in whatever
a beautiful
state
testimony
I am to be
when
content.
We go through things in our life.
I know how
and
to
God
be
gets
abased,
glorified,
and
I know how
to
was
bound.
Not only an advocate of this,
but he lived
I've learned
it.
Both to be
turning your Bibles
with
me to
be
hungry,
both to abound. and to Second suffer
Corinthians
me.
Chapter
and then
4.
Here it is, verse 13.
And in 2 Corinthians out loud chapter 4,
he says, I can
we
do
come
all
some of
Paul's
through
own
Christ,
words
who
and
strengthens
look with me at
me.
Verse 7.
Who's the glory
where Paul
in that one?
About, you know,
is
you
it
talk
Paul,
about Paul
or is it the Lord?
One of the greatest writers.
He says, I can
have
do
the New
everything
Testament
in Christ,
all perfectly
Christ
written from the inspiration of God.
What is that?
And yet
which
Paul
is
says
will.
That we
and
have
so he was
this
giving
treasure
all time,
in
so
an earth area.
Vessel.
The calling
what is
of fellowship
vessel?
Then is hindered on the basis of a
frail
pride problem.
Earthen
it's
vessel,
sometimes
like a clay pot.
We
so we're nothing but a clay pot.
We begin
how
to
dare
judge
we
others.
Glorify ourselves?
And then secondly,
and think, look
we
what I've
learned.
Done. Look
and
at how amazing I am.
For if we would
look
judge
at,
ourselves,
look at
we
what I've accomplished in this world. Look at everything.
No, on the basis of a glory
I just have a treasure.
In fact,
we look and we say, okay,
and he says that the
excellence
of the power
may be of God and not
of us.
No,
for we are hard
pressed. We need to judge ourselves, yet rightfully.
We are perplexed, but not in despair.
For God's
we are persecuted,
glory,
but,
so
but not
our
forsaken.
Failures.
We're struck
it's
down, but we're
glory.
Not destroyed.
Your body is to be
always
used for
carrying
God's glory.
About
your struggles
in the
are to
body,
be used
the
for God's glory.
The Lord
so if we would
Jesus,
just judge ourselves, but
why?
There's a third
that the
area
life of Jesus
that I think is
extremely
also
important
when we begin to think about
our body.
Judging ourselves.
For we
and
who
that
live
is the calling
are always to fellowship
death
for others,
Jesus says,
that the life
of
Jesus
also
may be manifested in our mortal flesh.
We judge one another.
In fact, that's why he says if we would judge ourselves,
and since we have the same spirit of faith according to what is written,
judging ourselves,
I
judging
believe,
each other,
therefore I
over
spoke,
traditions,
we also believe, and
what they were
we
doing
speak,
in chapter 11,
knowing this,
long
that he
hair,
who raised
short
up
hair,
the Lord
no hair,
Jesus
shaved
will
heads,
also
all of it.
Raise us up
how
Jesus
you pray, do you pray with your head
over the hat
like
on or a veil
area
or not,
communion that he talks
reminds
about
me
in
of
the first
hair.
Letter.
He says,
long as God can grow my hair,
15,
well, he hasn't been doing
for
very
your
good
sake,
on the back here.
That grace
for God's glory,
spread through the many
spot.
May cause thanksgiving
it's a perfect
to abound
yarmulke,
to the what?
I don't always
glory
wear
glory of God.
And,
so
but
it all brings glory to God. He says,
there.
Therefore, we
so I have
do
to be
not
careful
lose heart.
And
so
put a hat on.
Himself here.
So I
even
want you
though
to see
outward man
else,
is perishing,
yet the inward man is being renewed day by day.
I think we need a little lesson here from the Word of God
for our light affliction.
Can you imagine
turning your Bibles to
light affliction?
Luke's
which is but for a moment
Luke's
working for us
last
far,
night when I was dwelling on this, it just really touched me.
While we do
I
not look at the things which
you,
are seen,
and,
but at
and
the things
Luke
which are not
six,
seen, for the things which are seen are temporary.
We pick
but
up
things
something
which are
that
not
Jesus
seen,
says.
They're eternal.
He says, therefore,
so he speaks
be
of the
merciful,
fact that our frailty
just
in
your
areas
Father
of our life
also
is isn't
merciful.
All that there
so if
is
I judge
in
myself,
look with me at Philippians. I want to see another passage of Paul's testimony.
And
Philippians
chapter 4,
and this reminds me of becomes one of my favorite
some
verses
happen
in life
in
this
his life
here
I
because I rely upon it
and
all the time
then
in my life.
He contacted
and in
me.
Philippians
and
chapter 4, starting
to
in verse 8,
with
he says,
me,
finally,
so
brother,
with me,
whatever
I
things are
him.
True, whatever
and,
things are noble, whatever things
me,
are just,
says, well,
whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely,
now
whatever things
God.
Are of good report,
says, you know
if there is any virtue
the Bible
or if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate
on
these things.
One another,
and then he says the key.
The things
and I
which
says,
you have learned and
received
and heard
and sought
in
me, these do, and the God of peace
will
be with
you.
And then he goes
says,
on to say,
okay,
but
I
rejoiced in
well,
the Lord greatly
that
now at last your care
here.
For me has flourished
and
again.
So it just
though you
touched
surely
him
did care,
and we're
but
basically
you lacked opportunity.
Those,
not that I speak
mercy.
In regard to my
you
need,
see, if
for
says
I have learned
here,
in whatever
again,
state I am to be
therefore
content.
Be merciful.
I know how
this
to be abased, and I know how
merciful.
To abound.
Are we judging
everywhere and in all things I've learned both to be full
and to be hungry,
both to abound and to suffer
need.
And then here it is, verse 13. Read it out loud with me.
He
says, I can
deserve.
Do all things
God's
through Christ
provides
who strengthens
for
me.
So
who's
he
the glory
says,
in that
merciful
one?
For your
is
Father's
it Paul,
merciful,
or
is
are
it
we
the Lord?
Merciful to
he
other
says,
people?
I can do everything in
wow.
Christ.
If that
Christ
doesn't catch you, I don't know what will.
Do,
well, maybe the next
what is
one will.
That which is his
so
will.
So verse 37.
And so he was giving glory
and just
all
in case,
time. So
what's
first
the first
area?
Word in verse 37?
The calling
37?
To fellowship then is hindered on the basis of a pride problem. It's sometimes because we overlook to judge ourselves.
And you shall not
be judged. Judge others.
And condemn then secondly, not, and
we
you
also
shall
learn.
Not be condemned.
And 11:31, for if we would judge ourselves,
will
we would
forgiven.
Not be judged. A calling
give,
to fellowship
and it will
is
be
often
given
hindered
you good measure,
on the
pressed
basis
down, shaken
together,
problem.
Running over, will be
in
put
fact,
in your bosom.
Look and
for with
say,
the same
okay,
measure that you use, it'll
look,
be measured back to you.
So when we're reaching out to others, when we're giving to others, when we're giving mercy to others and showing mercy to one another, and in all of that, we're not condemning each other. He says, then you're not going
to
be
used for God's
glory.
Your struggles are to be used for God's glory.
So if we would just judge ourselves, but there's a third area.
that I think is extremely important.
Problem.
We begin to think about
and
judging
I think
ourselves.
Today in our modern
that is the
world,
calling
there's a serious
to fellowship
problem.
With
because,
others.
Because, you see,
is Jesus told his followers not to judge others. Problem.
In fact, there's a
we judge one
line
another.
Between making
in fact,
right
that's why he says if we would judge
ourselves,
we would not
in fact,
be
judged.
Face it in our lives
are
all the time.
Judging
when
each
others
other
are critical of us, we may feel that they're being judgmental.
As what they were doing
when we are critical of others, however we show
hair
and no hair and the right attitude,
all of it.
The right judgment.
How you pray.
As long
because
as
it's not about us.
With a hat on or
in
a veil.
He
or
told
not.
His followers,
Jesus said, not to
hair.
Judge others.
The long as God can grow my hair.
To
well,
believers,
he has been
not
doing very good on the back here. But it's for
not
God's
to look
glory,
at what's right
spot.
And wrong biblically
it's a perfect place for a
in
yarmulke,
making decisions or
but
evaluating
always wear one.
Rather, he's urging us not to pass
sunburn back there.
On the
so I have to be careful and put a hat on.
Of others,
so I want you to see something else.
Before we start
when you look at yourself, you go, wait a minute,
I think we need
why am I being so critical over here,
but I'm not
about
being
ourself.
Critical.
So turn in your Bibles to
and
Luke,
yet how
Luke's
unfortunate
gospel.
We become.
And in Luke's
believers
gospel,
in churches
last
must
night
make
when I was dwelling on this,
dealing
just
with sin
really
and false
touched
doctrine,
me. I
but
pray it
regarding
to you.
These minor disagreements
and
these attitudes that we get with one another and
we
loved
pick
ones
up
even,
something that
Jesus
says.
Urges love and forgiveness
says,
so that the work
be
on
merciful,
earth will not be hindered.
Just as your Father
and how
also
important is
merciful.
That? Well,
the
so
Bible
if I judge
has
myself,
several areas.
I say, am I being
in fact,
merciful?
In the Schofield
this
Bible,
week I was talking
and
to
right on this very page
in my Schofield reference Bible, says,
how do you treat
and,
others?
And some
and
things happen
way,
in his life.
I don't have
I
time to go
him.
Over all those verses.
And,
but when we're
talking
about this area of judgment,
and
but there's some 16
to speak
in this list.
So don't you wish you had the Schofield reference Bible right now?
But I'll tell you what they are.
Tell the truth when testifying.
Do not cover anything that belongs to
you.
Do not covet anything that belongs to
you. In
love your neighbor as yourself.
6:1,
do not move your neighbor's
you
boundary marker. Do
and
not
says,
take your neighbor to court. Do not visit your
life,
neighbor too
I
often. Isn't
God
that interesting? Because in Proverbs
you.
Said, if you're over their house all
like
the time,
I could hear
or you're over there
almost,
checking
and,
up on them all the time
says,
or getting
okay,
from them all the time,
and
pretty
says,
soon
well,
they're going to be tired of you.
Got
to get out. Don't want you around.
So
you've got to place it now. So far, I don't think I'm
going to
be in trouble with you on that one.
Showing mercy.
But not over too often.
Look at it again.
And if someone forces you to go 1 mile, go 2. Pray for those who persecute you. Do good to those who hate you. Love your enemies. Bless those who curse you.
See,
and if someone takes your coat,
given,
give them your tunic also.
To
give to everyone who asks
lives,
of you. Lend to others and do not expect anything back.
They
don't
deserve.
Judge.
God's
in Luke 6:37. And
it.
Don't be a
so
stumbling
he
block
says,
to
be
others.
Merciful
I'm add
for
one
your
more.
Father's
Galatians 6:1.
Are we merciful
and there
to other people?
That we are to
wow.
come
if
to the place where
you, I don't
we
know
show
what will. Well, maybe the next one will.
To one another.
So,
you
verse
37. Spiritual, restore
and just
such
in case,
one,
what's the first word in verse 37?
Mercy.
So, judge.
What's the second word?
Well, that's a
not.
Serious problem.
Okay.
It's when we begin
judge
to
not,
examine
and
everybody
you shall
else,
not be judged.
But we don't look at ourselves.
Condemn not,
filled with
and you shall not be condemned.
Judgmentalism.
Forgive,
the Jews in the
and you will
in
be
Numbers
forgiven.
Chapter 16.
Give,
and
it will be given you good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over.
Moses
will be put into
said,
your bosom.
How come
for
you're the only
one
who
can tell us what to
use.
Do?
It'll be
how come you're the
old, back
you're
to you?
Boss?
And
so
and
when
in
we're
fact,
reaching out to
I
others,
like
when we're giving to others,
boss.
When we're giving mercy to others, and showing mercy to one
car
another,
or something,
and
boss,
all of that,
this and that and
we're not condemning each other. He says, and you're not
going
to be put in that,
or when to start working today.
Yeah,
I'm not your boss, so don't call me your boss. I'm just dating.
You got a problem.
And so
Corinth,
some people use that term
problem.
Frequently, but you see,
and
in
yet,
Torah,
I think today in our modern
there,
world,
they were rebelling
a
against Moses'
because
leadership,
you see,
saying, how
Jesus
do you
told
have
his
the
followers
to
not
do this?
To judge others?
Who said you're the
in
leader?
In fact, there's a paper thin
did.
Line between
the
making
next
right
day,
judgments
God had them all lined
and
up, and the grave was dug, and they all went in the grave. It was all taken care of in one fell swoop.
When others are critical of us, we may feel that they're being judgmental.
In Matthew 22,
are you righteous
however we feel
we're engaging in the right
get into the
right
next
judgment.
Area of that mental
as
attitude.
It's not about
one
us.
The most famous biblical
in fact,
example,
he told his
and
followers,
that is
Jesus said,
Miriam,
not to judge others. The commands do not mean to believers
Moses
not to use
because
discernment,
he chose to be married
not
to an
to look
Ethiopian.
At what's right
and
wrong
and because he chose
biblically,
that Miriam
and
was
making
so
decisions
over
or evaluating
that
people
he,
do.
She
rather,
was
he's urging
us judging
not
in
to
this
pass
case.
And
so God had to deal with her.
And
how many times
of others without first looking at ourselves?
There's a difference
when you look at yourself, you go, wait a minute, why am I being so
critical over here, but I'm not to be able being to judge between what is good and what is evil,
yet,
so they can discern God's will for their own life.
Believers
in churches
are also called upon
strong judgments
when dealing with
sin among
other believers,
doctrine,
as well as to judge
sin. Regarding
and
these minor disagreements and these attitudes
and
that we get with one another and loved ones,
something that
Jesus urges love
do,
and forgiveness so that
right
the work on earth will not
in
be hindered.
First Corinthians 11:31,
the Bible
judge
has several areas.
Be not
in fact, in the Scofield
the
Bible,
judge,
and right on this very
you,
page
said,
in my Scofield reference Bible, it says
and
how you
not
treat others.
So all
and
throughout
by the way,
the scriptures.
I don't have time to go over all those verses, but when we're talking about this area
of
judgment, but there's some 16
and how many times
in
you have a close relationship with somebody
reference Bible right now.
In that,
but I'll tell you what they are. Tell the truth when testifying.
Whether that be a circumstance,
do not cover anything that will judge.
Or do not covet
and
anything
then we
that belongs
think
to your neighbor.
Somehow we
love your neighbor
judge
as yourself.
Back. Do
and
not move your neighbor's boundary marker.
Time at
do not take your neighbor to court. Do not visit your neighbor too often. Isn't that interesting? Because in Proverbs said if you're over their house all the time or you're over there checking up on them all the time
others.
Or getting
and
from them all the time, pretty soon they're going to be tired
important.
Of you.
So, get out.
Next
don't
time,
want you around.
Time
so you got to place it now. So far,
I don't think I'm going to be in trouble with you on that one.
But I'm not over too often.
And if someone forces you to go 1 mile, go 2. Pray for those who persecute you. Do good to those who hate you. Love your enemies. Bless those who curse you. And if someone takes your coat, give them your tunic also. Give to everyone who asks of you. Lend to others and do not expect anything back. Don't
what did he do
judge
for us? Would we
in Luke 6:37.
Do
and don't
and
be
so
a stumbling block to others. I'm
going
to add one more. Galatians 6:1. And there it says
judged.
That we are to come to the place where we
okay.
show
don't
want to
add
mercy
more to, that.
To one
stand.
Another. You who
Father
are
God,
spiritual,
I pray in the name
such
of Jesus,
a one, and that spirit
that you would cause
of mercy,
us all,
Father,
so
judgmentalism,
to have an attitude
well, that's
of meekness.
A serious problem.
But to
it's
look
when
at
we
the
begin to
between
examine
right
everybody
wrong,
else,
but, not to judge
but we don't look at ourselves. The Bible
our
is filled with examples of judgmentalism. The Jews
our
in the wilderness in Numbers chapter 16 and the
help,
first 35 verses, the sons of Korah rebelled against Moses and said, Moses, how come you're the only one who can tell us what to do? How come you're the old, you're the boss? And in fact, I don't like it when people say boss. If they're going to check my car or something, go, hey boss, this and that and the other. I go, you know what, I'm not your boss. I can't tell you when to go home today or when to start working today. I'm not your boss, so don't call me your boss. I'm just Dave. And so some people use that term frequently, but you see, in Korah, that are there, they were rebelling against Moses' leadership, saying, how do you have the right to do this? Who said you're the leader? And God did, because the next day, God had them all lined up and the grave was dug and they all went in the grave. It was all taken care of in one fell swoop. The Pharisees judged Jesus in Matthew 22. Are you righteous or are you unrighteous? And then you get into the next area of that mental attitude. One was the most famous biblical example, and that is of Miriam's criticism of Moses' wife because he chose to be married to an Ethiopian. And because he chose that, Miriam was so upset over that that she was severely judging in this case. And so God had to deal with her. And how many times you see this all throughout the Bible, but just for the record, there's a difference between judging and being judgmental. And sometimes Christians need to be able to judge between what is good and what is evil so they can discern God's will for their own life. But believers are also called upon to judge disputes at times among other believers, as well as to judge sin and to deal accordingly. And yet the Bible says that this is something that we must do. But we're told right here that First Corinthians 11:31, judge not that you be not judged. And with the same measure that you judge, it's going to come back to you. And then Jesus said, be merciful and judge not. So all throughout the scriptures, and yet too often in Proverbs 27:6, the Bible says, faithful are the wounds of a friend. And how many times you have a close relationship with somebody, and then in that relationship they begin to judge. Whether that be a circumstance of life and people will judge us, and then we think somehow we got to judge them back. And unfortunately, we haven't spent time at communion long enough. Because at communion, we are to take it frequently and judge ourselves before we begin to think about others. And how important is that? It's extremely important. So, next time, we don't have time this morning, the characteristics of judgmental people, the causes of judgmental people, and the cures of judgmentalism. And then we're going to get into the behaviors that Paul talks about in 1 Corinthians chapter 11. But he begins with, first of all, and our text this morning, and our text is amazing when we begin to think about it, because we're to be reminded of what God did for us. And what did he do for us? Would we not want him to do the same for others? And so Paul says in verse 31, "For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged." I think that does okay. Don't want to add anything more to that. Please stand. Father God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you would cause us all, Father, to have an attitude of meekness, but to look at the differences between what's right and wrong, but not to judge a person's motives, our heart, on anything. That's not our job. Our job is to see what we can do to help, to assist, to care, to love, and to understand that sometimes we have to bring correction, but the Word of God is that which corrects, but we're not God, you are. So Father, we put that in your hands. And right now this morning, we surrender our hearts to you, and I thank you, God, that Jesus died for me, he arose for me, and he ever lives for me and for everyone who hears this message today and for everyone who's trusted in him as Lord and Savior. So be it. In the name of the Lord.